Oh man, a writer offering advice on getting published. I am tempting the fates. Is this hubris? An act of foolish pride that greatly offended the ancient gods? I wonder if I should have made an offering. I'm not sure what's required sacrifice-wise though. A goat? I'll never get my hands on one. There must be a modern equivalent. A Waitrose ready meal, perhaps? Anyway, getting that book published. As a former commissioning editor, I suggest following two simple rules. They absolutely won't guarantee success, but they should at least mean you're not doomed to failure. Number one, do not deliver late. If your manuscript doesn't reach the commissioning editor when you said it would, he or she will read one of two things into that fact. A, I am now rushing to get this finished. So the commissioning editor is already thinking, it won't be as good as if it hadn't been rushed. B. I am not rushing to get this finished. So now the commissioning editor begins to suspect that you think you're the powerful one in this relationship. So what if you haven't finished the text? They'll just have to wait for it. This isn't the place for a list of the ways in which a commissioning editor can repay you. It's enough to say that unless your name starts with JK and ends with Rowling, you are wrong, and this will not end well. There's almost nothing a commissioning editor dislikes as much as a late manuscript. Well, yeah, books on which they've paid large advances that don't sell, but apart from those, almost nothing. Late manuscripts make them look bad, screw up the schedules, and strain work relationships. They're likely to lay the blame at your door, which is just where it belongs. Number two, put the commas in the right places. This isn't the joke where a panda walks into a cafe, has a bite to eat, and shoots up the ceiling with a pistol, except it sort of is. The least a commissioning editor expects from a writer is that commas, and all the other punctuation marks, will be correctly used. Otherwise, they have to pay a copy editor to do a job they expected you to do, and commissioning editors really hate it when an author nibbles away at their budget like that. Writ large, put the commas in the right places means fill your brief. This sounds obvious. It is obvious. But it's amazing how many writers don't do it. Books commissioned at 40,000 words that come in at 50, online articles that don't even include target meta words, spread-by-spread children's books that arrive as a continuous block of text. Don't let it be you with the black mark next to your name. Right, there they are. Two top tips for getting published. And now I'm off to Waitrose to look at the ready meals.